and welcome to We're Obsessed With, a weekly podcast from Heat Magazine, where we dissect all the best showbiz stories of the week. It comes out every Friday, and for all the celeb gossip you could ever need, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7, and you can head to heatworld.com for the breaking news stories. But for now, I'm Lucy Ford, Heat's entertainment reporter, and I'm joined by Heat Radio's Fia Tarrant.
Hello.
Hi. And Heat World's Polly Foreman.
Hiya.
And so the first topic that we are obsessed with this week is Strictly, because it's back on our screens.
Do you know what? I have never seen Strictly.
Good start.
At all. So this is going to be great for you guys. All I know is Molly King's in it because we interviewed her on Heat Radio.
Did you have to do a lot of fake, big fan?
Well, luckily we kind of just touched upon Strictly, and at that point she hadn't been paired with anyone, and that was quite a lucky thing because I haven't got a clue who they are or what their names are. So if she said a name, then there'd be lots of yeah, and nodding of the head. Not a clue.
Good. Vague is good for you.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a bit of a confession as well. Never seen it. I've always been an X Factor girl, but I've kind of promised myself that this year is going to be the year. Because I've always said I think I'd really like it, but it's never really happened for me.
Is that also because X Factor's a bit rubbish now?
No, no. It's the best year.
Oh my God,
well,
I love
for
it.
For a long time, it's the best year.
I wish I could say that I've watched X Factor, but I have not.
Have you not?
It's so good.
I haven't watched X Factor, I don't think, since One Direction were in it.
Oh
2010.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I'm literally there because
can't.
You need to watch it. This year is actually the best. We've gone completely off Strictly now, haven't we?
Just
going straight into X Factor.
Should we just move on to X Factor?
But this year is the best year that it has been for a long time so far.
It's got the classic judging panel back, and it's all you've ever won, basically.
I do love Dermot. I interviewed Dermot at some red carpet recently, and I was like, oh, you know, how did you find the first week? And he was like, yeah, it was good. How did you find it? And I was like, I'm going to be honest, Dermot, I haven't seen it. And he's like, yeah, didn't think you had.
Wow, how did he know?
Because, like, I see him at every single event and it's pretty obvious. I don't like X Factor. But see, I always have been a Strictly person because I'm like a 45-year-old woman at heart.
Mm.
But there's already controversy, and there's already rumours of a Strictly curse. Do you know about the Strictly curse?
Yes, I know about the Strictly curse.
Yeah.
Remind me about the Strictly curse.
So the Strictly curse is like, I say curse, it's like when someone like leaves their boyfriend or partner for one of the dancers, or like there's just any kind of romance. Mm-hmm. So like there's already romance rumours between Gemma Atkinson and Gorka Marquez, who's like a hot dancer.
Mm-hmm. And either of them in a relationship?
I don't think so. So that's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's rumours of that. But then the other controversy is that Susan Kalman, who I didn't know who she was before. I'm not going to lie, this lineup's not great. but she's like a comedian and she's an out lesbian. And there was kind of during the start, before they got paired up, everyone was like, oh, this could be the year that Strictly does same-sex partners. And then she got paired up with Kevin Clifton, who's like the favourite dancer. Everyone loves Kevin.
Okay.
He's just really nice. And she got loads of backlash because apparently loads of her fans were like, you should have pushed to be partnered with a woman.
But I saw an article saying, why do they have to fancy their partner? That doesn't...
No, exactly.
That's what I thought.
It's not the rules of dancing. You have to fancy and shag your partner, really, is it?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Silly. I was like, I do not know anything about dancing.
No,
so
nor do
prove
I.
Prove me wrong. But aren't male dancers trained differently to female dancers?
I think, aren't the men meant to lead? And that's like the same in salsa. It doesn't necessarily... if you dance with somebody, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah.
It's not like you've married them or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just dancing with them, for crying out loud.
But she's come back and said, like, it's all right, guys, I wanted to be paired with a man, I'm still gay. She's like, don't worry, guys, I'm still gay. But she's also said, and this is a really good point, because there's a couple of out gay men on the show and they got no backlash for being paired with a woman.
Oh,
so I don't know why it's on her. Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so...
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah.
She's cool. I already like her.
I don't know who she is.
I mean,
it's really, really bad.
But Strictly is the kind of programme, I think, because like my nan loves it, where they don't really care who it is as long as they're a good dancer or they have a good journey. Do you know, my mum won't know who Molly King is.
It's only really kind of our age group. My friend summed up Strictly perfectly well, and he's in his mid-30s. He was like, you kind of go through X Factor through your teens and your 20s. And then he said, you hit mid-30s and you think, oh, crikey, I'm definitely older when I'm picking Strictly over X Factor.
Whereas I've just been Strictly from the start.
Except for 2010 when One Direction won X Factor.
To be fair, that was the best year, so yeah, I think that's fair enough.
I mean, when I think back as well, I wasn't even rooting for One Direction. I was rooting for Matt Cardle.
Oh, everyone was.
What? Everyone.
Come on.
No.
We all fancy Matt Cardle.
No.
Some of us still do. Oh.
Do you?
Not going to lie.
You could probably get a date with him now.
Yeah, I reckon it really wouldn't be
Matt
that
Cardle,
hard.
If you're listening. I think he listens to the Who podcast.
So, should I just run through some of the other names? See if you guys know any of these people.
That's I'm sure we know some of them.
I don't know which one is a celebrity and which one's a dancer. Okay, sorry. Brian Connolly?
No.
Is he the comedian and does the Lotto ads?
Could not tell you.
Okay.
Oh, he's some kind of performer. Johnny Peacock? Olympian.
I've heard the name. Okay. Mm. I don't watch the Olympics.
Joe McFadden?
Who is he? No. Is he Brian McFadden's brother?
I was going to say.
Alexandra Burke.
Yes.
We know Alexandra
Burke. Oh, that's quite good. She's quite a big celebrity, actually.
Yeah, people are thinking she's one of the favourites.
Yeah.
Molly King, also one of the favourites. So there's backlash for her because everyone's like, oh, she's a dancer. Because of, I mean, I wouldn't exactly call what the Saturdays did, like, technique perfect.
No. Well,
would you say?
Compared to my dancing, it definitely is.
Don't want to judge me against them. Yeah. Charlotte Hawkins from GMB.
No.
I'm just glad it's not Piers Morgan, to be honest.
That's too early for me.
Simon Rimmer, awkward last name. Davood Ghadami from EastEnders. I don't know anything about soaps.
No,
neither do I.
great lineup of a podcast.
We're a real panel of experts here, aren't we, guys?
Jeez.
Reverend Richard Coles. I do know who the Reverend Richard Coles is because he's really cool. He's like a
former
rock star.
Oh, isn't he supposed to be the new Ed Balls or something?
Yeah, because he's like a former 80s rock star, out gay man who is now a reverend.
Yeah.
Oh,
and he's
gosh.
Really cool. Like, he's got really interesting backstory. Aston Marigold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Again,
JLS.
Very good dancer.
Yeah.
He's going to be doing a lot of backflips.
JLS are amazing.
I wonder if they'll put a ban on the backflips. I mean, you can't do it every week. Maybe, then it'll just get a bit
just
boring.
Just during a waltz.
Oh, here we go.
Ruth Langsford.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love Ruth. I was quite gutted that Eamon wasn't in it as well.
Has Eamon been in it?
No. I thought it'd be really funny for them to go head to head.
He must have. Like,
he
they
had
must
dodgy
have tried
knees
to get him on
though,
his
didn't he?
Oh right, okay.
Didn't he have dodgy knees
or a dodgy hip or something?
Yeah,
that's probably what it
that's
is.
That's probably what it is.
And Chizzy Akudolu, I do not watch whatever she's on. It's Holby City.
All right. No.
So
I didn't even realise Holby City was still on until what was that? Take That program Gary Barlow did.
Let It Shine.
Yeah. And then suddenly Holby City came on, or was it Casualty? One of them. And I thought, I didn't even realise it's still on TV.
Well, I've had things like the, what was it? The NTAs, Casualty beat Game of Thrones for best drama.
What?
And like when they came to the winner's room, like I was really drunk at the NTAs. Like, because we just got given wine backstage and we just all came in and all of us would just be like, none of us watched Casualty. We had no idea you were still on the air. God, there was more that I didn't even look at. Oh, Gemma Atkinson, who I said, and Debbie McGee.
Wasn't she that magician?
Magician's
person.
Wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
We're basically like my nan of this series because we don't know anyone on it.
Yes.
We've done a fantastic job of talking about Strictly.
Shall we move on?
That's why.
I'll be better when I know what I'm like. I will watch it this weekend so I can.
You're away for the next couple of weeks, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I am. Sorry, guys. Moving swiftly on. So I interviewed Freddie Flintoff this week and. He admitted, this is the big news line, that he has never seen a Gemma Collins meme.
What?
Oh. I know. And like it got brought up because there's a picture on his Instagram of him with Gemma Collins. So yes. I was like, obviously, you must be loving these memes, because who isn't? And he was like, well, I don't know what a meme is. Can you describe it? And I was like, I honestly don't think how would you describe a meme?
I think he's chatting shit. He's just trying to be all like a bit edgy and I'd be the internet. He was like, and I'm not a millennial.
He was like, I've got a family.
So.
And I was like, all right. Sorry that I've got too much time on my hands.
I literally yesterday was wetting myself following it on Facebook and like literally watching every single video. And have you seen the one of the squirrel or whatever it is? It's like, Alan, Alan, yeah. Alan, Stu, Stu. And then she goes, it's Gemma, you. And then literally laughed out loud. You know, when one of those people on the train, you think, God, they're a bit weird. Like, yeah. What are they doing?
But now you know that everyone is laughing at Gemma Collins' memes. Like, it used to be like everyone was laughing at, like, my dad wrote a porno on the tube or something. And now it's like they're watching Gemma Collins.
Yeah.
It's my favourite one. Have you seen? It's someone's made it of her, like, how's the single life going? And it's like her in the diary room of Celebrity Big Brother, and she's like, yeah, amazing, loving it. And then like 2 seconds later, she just starts crying into a scarf.
Oh, boy.
It's so funny.
It's amazing. Whenever you're in a bad mood, you just got to put it on. Did you show him one at least?
No, I did tell, because of a running out of time with him, but I was like, oh, which one do I choose? But I did tell him to go home and watch them. I don't think he did. But I asked him, because he met her. He posted this picture on Instagram of, you know, when she was wearing that dress, like the big-shouldered...
Oh, yes,
like the American football one.
Yeah, and that's the day that he met her. And he posted on his Instagram, like, just a normal Saturday. But he said that it was actually kind of like an awkward meeting.
I met her at the ITV summer party, and I was coming out of it, and I needed a cab, I needed to get a train quick. And she was stood in the taxi queue, positioned not far from the paparazzi. And then I had a conversation with her in the queue, and then she asked me how Abby was, and I said, who's Abby? And she goes, oh, you're Peter Crouch, aren't you? I said, well, no, I'm not Peter Crouch, but thanks for trying. Bless her.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I was like, is it just because you're tall as well?
Yeah.
That must be it.
It must be it. Any tall person is either Peter Crouch or Freddie Flintoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think it's pretty obvious that I do not know what sport, like anything about sports. So I was like, I'm not 100% who Freddie Flintoff is.
See, I only know who he is because I quite fancy him, and
fair
also League of Their Own.
Yeah.
And also that's only ever on when there's blokes in the household. And then I quite like Jack Whitehall as well. So I'll watch it.
Yes. I love Jack Whitehall. And James Corden I do really like as well.
Yeah. I don't fancy him though.
I think we all do a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of
he's a
if
weird crush.
If it was Valentine's Day and you're feeling really lonely and he asked you out, then you'd definitely say yes, wouldn't you?
Of course.
He's also really rich now.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
I do fancy Jack Whitehall though.
Yes.
And I said to Freddie in the interview that, so I went to boarding school. Don't know if you could tell by my accent. I went to boarding school. And Jack's character in Fresh Meat, I know that everyone was like, oh, it's a parody of Posh People. It's like,
oh, God, no,
actually, it's exactly
not
what everyone at my school was like.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like wearing like the Leavers hoodie around uni in like a gilet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like I'm back at campus.
Oh, gosh.
I was thinking like awkward meeting stories of like when you've met someone you didn't know who they were. My mum actually met Freddie Flintoff at some golf thing. And she asked him to take a picture of her and her girlfriends because she didn't know who he was. So she went up to him, she was like, can I just get a picture? And he was obviously thinking like, oh yeah, here's another fan. He was like, of me and my friends.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
And then my mum's friend was like, do you know who that is, Vicky?
Oh my God.
And my mum was like, no. And then she told her, and my mum was like, oh, can we also have a picture with you? And I was like, mum, you're so shameless. You didn't know who he was 2 seconds ago.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I know.
Oh.
Vicky Ford.
Your mum's name. Yeah. Bless her.
Because I feel like celebrities probably meet random people at awards shows and parties all the time, and they might not really know who they are
because
there's just so many of them.
Yeah,
you like always... I get the benefit of research before I interview someone.
You always get them, don't you? When at events and stuff like that, they kind of talk to you like they've met you before, and you feel as though they're just saying that because they feel like they have to. Do you know what I mean? Like Liz Cundy, for example, prime example. You can see her at every single event. Did you be like, oh, hi, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. She doesn't care less. Like, she literally couldn't care, but she's thinking, oh, God, do I know you? Let's have a quick conversation, and then moves on. And it probably takes her about an hour to get to the loo.
Because she's met everyone.
Chats.
She will show up to the opening of an envelope, though.
Yes.
Like, she is at every single event.
She is. I'm surprised she's not here.
She did. I hope I'm allowed to say this. She did just show up to the TV Choice Awards, and she, like, didn't say that she was going. And
did
they had to find her a table. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? Well, she wasn't invited?
I don't know.
No.
I don't think officially.
Just living her best life, to be honest.
But, like, I mean, if you know
amazing.
You can get in, I guess you would try, wouldn't you? And she ended up apparently sitting with the press.
Oh my God. That's all right.
Having a great
it?
Time. Yeah. Press is the best place to sit.
Yeah, they're the ones that get the most drunk, to be fair.
Exactly.
I need to hang out in that area a bit more often, by the sounds of it.
Hang out in the press area. We just don't do anything professional.
I never do anything professional, to be fair.
All right, let's move on. So apparently this week, Madonna has been making secret phone calls to David Beckham. I mean, if you could think of a weirder phone call to have with either of them.
I don't see it.
With David Beckham.
No, oh, gosh. Yeah, of course it's it. David Beckham.
See, I don't with David Beckham.
Oh, get out of here right now, Lucy.
I don't know if I do either.
What? Oh, my God. I'm going to go. I don't know what is going on with you two. No. Both voting for Matt Cardle, not liking David Beckham. What the hell is going on in here? What is this podcast?
It's like, we've established this before in the podcast. I like them weird and skinny. That's just my thing.
Oh, so what? You prefer somebody like Russell Brand over David Beckham?
Oh, God, yeah. Russell Brand in his heyday, not Russell Brand now.
So I like, honestly, used to think that Noel Fielding was the sexiest man alive.
Oh, my God, he's literally... Oh, my God, I think we have the same type.
No.
Sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
No.
I still do. I'm in love with him.
I was watching Bake Off half an hour ago, and I was like, I think I'm in love with Noel Fielding again.
He's just so cool.
Oh, and he's really not.
He'll be so funny.
You seem to like guys that look like they really need a shower and deodorant and
but they're also a lot of fun. I don't know if David Beckham's that much fun.
He doesn't need to be fun. Just look at him. He does seem like he's quite good fun. I mean, goes for smoothies and
goes for smoothies.
You know, it's got a whiskey range out. I don't know.
It's all right until he opens his mouth and just speaks.
Oh, I wasn't going to go there.
Do you know what? He can say whatever. He is so good looking. It's ridiculous. I just don't see him having secret conversations with Madonna.
So apparently, it's because Madonna has been phoning him to get football advice for her son David. Oh, also called David.
Oh, God.
Like, what kind of football advice does she want?
Over the phone.
I don't understand. Like, how do you play football? Like, how should he kick the ball? I don't get it. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Surely his, like, football teacher should be doing that. I think it sounds like an excuse.
I'm just going to call him to, like, get some tips for my son, but also...
Is that how she speaks?
I don't know. She used to have a strange English accent, didn't she?
Because
she was married to Guy Ritchie.
Did she put on an accent?
I don't know if she put it on as much as, like, you know, when Americans move to London, they get this really strange, like, transatlantic accent.
Yeah.
Like, very posh, but also, like, really valley at the same time.
Oh, God. Mm. Didn't Lindsay Lohan go slightly British when living in somewhere like Greece?
No, she went Greek. It was like the best video I've ever seen.
Oh, she was like, oh, it's just so...
Of course, so scary.
Madonna used to be married to Guy Ritchie, and Guy Ritchie and David Beckham were best friends, which is why Guy Ritchie keeps putting him in all his films.
Maybe she's trying to get back with Guy Ritchie. I mean, we could be looking into it a little bit too closely, and there's a bigger picture here. Maybe she still fancies him.
Oh, I think you he's moved know. On. He's married with three other children.
Is he?
She's trying her best.
She's like, so is Guy seeing anyone?
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's fit as well, Guy Ritchie.
Come on.
Did you see him on
this
the Jonathan?
You're taking the piss now.
There's
something about him. There's definitely, and something about Chris Martin. I think it's
my God.
Chris Martin of Coldplay.
Yes.
I kind of see the Chris Martin.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, no. I hate you now, Lucy. We're going to fall out.
We've established, though, that we won't really fight over men in this room, which is always good.
You
apart from Noel.
Maybe. You well.
Noel, it'll be like fisticuffs at dawn. Noel is the reason I own like four pairs of metallic boots. And sometimes,
I wouldn't go that far.
And sometimes wear a cape.
Is that what you're wearing on Monday? I was trying to figure it out. Who's clunking around as well.
Anyway, so we don't know if this is true, that she's calling him for football tips.
But, I don't believe
I think
that
she's just calling for chats. But again, like, surely a phone with David Beckham is, like, the worst kind of conversation with David Beckham, because you don't even get his face, you just get his voice.
Do you know what? I'll take his voice. She could just Google and image him whilst he talks. There we go, done, problem solved.
Amazing. All right, so it's been, I think, almost over a month now since the Charlie XCX Boys video came out.
Yes.
I'm not over it.
No.
Is anyone else over it?
No.
Yes.
I'm over the song. I'm actually over the song.
It's because you play it all the time on the radio, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's being played everywhere, and it's that flipping noise, like ding. And it just, it's starting to really, like, just that bit. If they took that bit out now, if they kind of re-released it now, but without that bit, then I would start liking it again. But it's just really annoying me, that noise in it. But the video, I mean, it's got men and it's got puppies. I mean, what else do you need?
They're great men as well.
I know.
A lot of my faves are in there. A lot of my skinny faves. My skinny, pale faves.
Oh, yes.
You know what? Before this summer, I wasn't a big fan of her. But then I kind of went to Glastonbury and I thought, oh, I'm not going to go see Charlie XCX. She was there. And I was like, I'm just interested in Radiohead and like really cool things. And then we kind of went. And then by the end of it, we were just like singing along.
She puts on an amazing show.
Yeah, she really does.
I saw her at Reading. And I was like, this is awesome. I also want her to be my best friend.
Yeah, she's really cool.
So that, I think, like in the first week of that video coming out, already had like 10 million views. I have no idea what it's on now. But she came in to chat to us and we obviously had to talk about the reaction to it because people just want to talk to her about the boys' video all the time.
In my head, I was like, I should just do another video. But, you know, it takes so long and I'm like, maybe I should just kind of think about an idea for the next song and, like, you know, get people in that. But, I've seen some really good edits of, Harry Styles, all the guys from 1D, loads of K-pop bands. Yeah, it's been cool to see everybody's own version.
I think it's because everyone's asking her to just keep remaking the boys' video with more and more boys.
I wonder if she got to, like, cast it.
She did. But so she directed...
She cast it herself.
So she directed the video. She also... I have talked to her backstage at Reading. She cast it herself. She's rang up all these boys that she knows. And I'm like, how do you know so many hot boys?
Oh my gosh, we need to be friends.
And she also decided what they were all going to do in their little segments.
And that is amazing.
Yeah, she was saying as well that she really wanted, because it's all about like making boys do things that girls do in videos that are like kind of like seen as sexy, but if a boy does it, it's kind of silly.
Yeah.
But she wanted one of the boys to be holding like a Britney Python, but they were all too scared.
Oh my God.
And she wouldn't tell me who it was that was too scared.
Oh, you're hoping it's not Harry Styles, aren't you?
He's not in it. Harry Styles isn't in it.
Oh, see, what was she saying about Harry Styles? Because I didn't think that I saw him in it.
So
like,
loads of people.
I missed that bit.
Myself included, have made edits of the video with their favourite boys in it.
Oh.
And I made an edit with Harry Styles.
Oh, because I was God. Like, I don't remember him being in the video.
I told her that though. I was like, yeah, so I also made an edit with Harry Styles. And she was like, oh my God, that was you. I really liked it. And I was like, yeah, put him in the video.
Next one.
The people want it.
Oh, she literally, that is the most genius idea. Yeah. I actually think we need to be mates with her, and then
she's really cool.
Yeah, and if she's got all those blokes' numbers in her phone, definitely.
Oh yeah, like four of them are like in my top 10 as well. Oh, like Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas is in your top 10.
He's been in and out. He's been in and out.
A bit of an argument. Your boy Jonas,
the lead singer of Bastille. You know this feel.
Oh yeah,
he's in it.
I'm a fan of him.
Who else is in it that I love? Stormzy.
Oh yeah,
Diplo.
Obviously,
yeah.
Diplo bench pressing puppies. Amazing.
It's all I need. That's all you need in a music video.
It's literally the best music video. If you could just like. Sometimes I do have it on in the studio, and this is why I'm distracted quite a lot of the time, is I'll have it on YouTube, but without the sound on, because then it's just like fluttering around in the background. It's really bad, actually. But obviously that was for research purposes when it first came out. Yeah.
Well, BuzzFeed did like a very crucial article that was like, every boy in the video and links to their Instagram. And I was
really?
Thank you.
Amazing. I need to find that article.
Doing the Lord's work. Yeah. Okay, so speaking of ridiculous videos, the story to end the week. Has everyone seen Mark Wright's promo video for his new job in LA on Extra?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I literally think it's the best video I've ever seen. I know that's a bit dramatic, but...
It almost seems like
so funny.
It's like it's a Mickey take, and it's like somebody that has just absolutely. You can imagine something at his wedding day where they're trying to make him out to be like this ridiculous superhero and taking the absolute piss out of him. But it's actually true, and they're airing it.
I know.
It's like it's not a joke. It's crazy. He is not an international football star.
Yeah, he played. I'm going to try and find
a world-renowned DJ. I mean, come on.
He goes swimming with sharks. What, did he do that once?
I love the way they put that bit at the end, and it's like, and he goes swimming with sharks as if that's the best bit.
It's
like,
I know. What?
It's crazy. It's ridiculous.
It's I'm going to try and insane. Find this video so that we can all really appreciate it.
This season, Extra's bringing in a hot British import.
I'm Mark Wright, here with Mariah Carey.
With 3 million Twitter followers and more than 1 million on Instagram, Mark's one of the biggest stars in the UK.
This is the man, this guy. I love this
No, this
guy.
Is the man.
And when he isn't globetrotting as an international DJ, he gets hearts racing as an in-demand cover model. Starring in commercials for everything from sports apparel to yogurt, Betty sold a lot of yogurt.
Come on, mate. Give me sample.
Mark's even a soccer hero, scoring this epic goal for England in an international charity tournament.
Mark Wright scores for England.
Now, this ninja warrior and thrill seeker actually has a lot in common with me. He boxes. He dances. Both of us competing on Dancing with the Stars.
Come on, let's do it.
And he swims with sharks. So cheers, Mark, and welcome to the Extra family.
Extra, United States, I'll see you soon.
Shut up. I love the way they say he even sells yoga as if, like, that's the most impressive
Guys.
He even sells yoga.
So one thing you'll notice that they definitely omitted from this video is that he made his name on Towie.
Yeah. I would have loved it if they put in the scene where Lauren's having a massive go at him, pushes him in the pool. And then his real dramatic face as he came out of the water. They forgot to put that bit in.
Yeah, it's so funny that they're just trying to rebrand him as like this UK superstar that were just so gutted to leave.
I know.
Like,
but did anyone,
know that he'd gone?
Yeah, as if they'd sort of like stolen him from us and like won a big fight.
He stole an international DJ. I'm sorry.
International cover model. What covers has he been on?
I mean, he's got a good bod, but I mean, I don't think he's done that much, has he? Didn't he do Marks and Spencer's pants or something? Or something like that, did he?
I have no idea.
For some reason,
I feel
think
even
he
Marks
did.
And Spencer's wouldn't hire him, though, because Marks and Spencer's had, like, Ryan Reynolds.
Did they?
Yeah.
Crikey, I guess that's dropping at Marks and Spencer's.
So, I mean, like, if Ryan Reynolds had Marks and Spencer's, Dave Beckham had H&M, what is Mark Wright getting?
Primark. Yeah.
Maybe not even Primark. Yeah.
Primark's getting up there. It's getting more expensive. I've said this before because it's a really big pet peeve of mine when reality stars get given jobs that, like, people have been trained to do.
Yeah, same. Like presenting. Like
presenting.
You have to try really hard and you have to work hard to be a presenter. You can't just...
Well, I mean, I haven't done training, but, I mean, I'm not any good at it. That's why I don't actually know how I got my job, but anyway.
But, like, you've worked for it instead of just been, like, on Towie shagging a bunch of ladies and then, like, you all of a sudden get a gig on Capital. Like, and also, I'm not going to go in on Mark, but I wouldn't say that his voice is his best feature.
No, his body definitely is his best feature.
So why do Extra want him?
To be fair, if we were all told to go onto a reality show and they go, you know what, in about a year's time, you can make a mil and just do whatever the hell you like, I would say yes. I think I would, just because you work hard and then it's like, well, if somebody offered it to you. But, I mean, I guess they didn't really do much to begin with. And also, you've got to think, if you're just sat there in Essex and you're like, oh... go to Nando's. No, I can't afford it. Let's go to KFC. And then they go, oh, we're going to do a show about people in Essex. Fancy a load of money to do it. Yeah, of course.
They didn't get that much money to do it, though. They only get paid like £20 an episode or something. Really low. It's like no money, but then they make all of their money from SponCon.
And stuff, yeah.
But I want to know how he cracked America.
I mean, no, apparently, no, I mean,
agents.
I read that apparently one of the casting people saw him on Take Me Out the Gossip, which I don't think it was very good one. But anyway.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's still on.
That might not be true, but they saw him on something, presenting something, and they kind of were like, ooh. I think it's because they got James Corden. He's such a success. They're like, we need our new James Corden.
So now he's
the James Corden.
Mark Wright from Towie.
It's like as if they just made, I think, yeah, I don't know whether they know about Towie, but he was like the villain on Towie. It's like if Spencer Pratt all of a sudden became, Spencer Matthews, but also Spencer Pratt.
Yeah.
All the Spencers. It's like if Spencer Matthews became like presenting royalty. what is happening?
I don't know. But I think that would almost be better in some ways.
I kind of like to see Spencer Matthews. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
It's just that video. And it's like, I'm Mark Rowan. I'm here with Mariah Carey. Like, what is that chat like?
Mariah Carey, they go, what the hell?
Takes no prisoners.
What
is this?
What's he saying? He's English.
Yeah. So, good luck. Yeah. I guess. Luck, how long is he doing it for? Do we know?
I don't know.
I don't know. Is it going to be one of those Steve Jones things where he went on X Factor and they're like, yeah, it was great and we got some great PR out of it over in England. So we've got loads of people watching from England now. But actually, we're day two him. Goodbye.
Do you know what I think is going to... No, because I think what's depressing is that I think he's going to be better than Steve Jones. And I really like Steve Jones.
I
think Steve Jones is a really good presenter.
He's fit.
He is hot.
Yes, there we go.
He is very good looking. But I thought he was a very good presenter, but then, like, I think US audiences just didn't get him.
No.
Because I think he was almost a bit too, like, clever.
Fun. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, all the best to you, Mark. We're not bitter at all.
No.
Okay, and that is it from We're Obsessed With this week. So as a reminder, it comes out every Friday. For all the showbiz gossip you could ever want, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7. You can hear Fia there. What time are you on?
4 till 7. Sorry.
4 till 7.
Slightly. I had zoned to think then.
And you can head to heatworld.com for all the breaking news stories. Bye.
Bye. Bye.